Well, moving on from hearts to food now, the problem of how we might feed the Earth's growing population in the future has come under further scrutiny this week with the publication of AgriMonde, which is a book that is the summation of 2 years of work by two French institutions, INRA, the French National Institute of Agricultural Research, and CIRAD, which carries out agricultural research to help developing countries. Now, despite the study being carried out by two French institutions, the book has actually been published in English in order for the results to be more accessible on the world stage, because the institutions thought it was important for the world to know what they'd found. I travelled to Paris for the launch of the study, and I spoke to Patrick Caron from the Institute CIRAD about how even today we struggle to feed everyone on Earth.
There is actually a very big problem. Of course, we are used to find food in the supermarket, and we are, most of us, used to have money in our pocket to buy this food. But that's not the case in all countries, and that's not even the case in our own country sometimes. We have to just to remember that 1 billion people in the world are suffering from what is just unacceptable. One death from malnutrition is one death which should not be accepted for ethic reasons. The human history was paved with this problem, and starvation has been part of our history. But in the 70s, we discovered a tremendous growth in human population at the world level.
And it's the continued increase of this population growth, predicted to reach 9 billion people by 2050, that's causing concern. Now, concern about feeding the growing population isn't new, but this is the first study to integrate looking at patterns of food production and consumption over the past 40 years with two possible scenarios for how we might proceed with providing the world with food in the future. The first scenario they called AgriMonde 1. In this scenario, the world is characterised by sustainability, so a decrease in both undernourishment and overconsumption, ecological intensification of farming, and security of trade. The second scenario, called AgriMonde GO, is the kind of business-as-usual scenario where food production increases year on year, as it has done in the last 40 years, trade is liberal, and little thought is given to environmental impact of feeding the world. AgriMonde 1 would involve a lot of changes, not just with agriculture, but also our eating habits. The current world average daily calorie consumption is 3,000 kilocalories, but this is not evenly distributed. In some areas, people eat a lot more, like in Europe and the United States, and in some areas, people eat a lot less. The aim for the scenario AgriMonde 1 is to have everyone eating 3,000 kilocalories a day, irrespective of where they live. And the way people consume and waste food is an area that AgriMonde actually looked at in quite specific detail. And it's an area which will need to see a lot of changes, as Marion Guyot from the French National Institute for Agricultural Research explains.
So the eating habits are very different in different parts of the world. Our European eating habits, for instance. Of course, it's not sustainable because first you have health questions, and then it's not sustainable if all the world begin to eat as we do, because then you have a pressure on production that will be tremendous. So what we did is we looked at a scheme of eating habit that is, of course, compatible with good health of all the people, that is to say 3,000 kilocalories. And then we looked at the fact, is it possible to feed the world with that kind of eating habits all around the world? And the question is yes, with some questions we have to work on.
And given that the institutions INRA and CIRAD that carried out the study both carry out agronomic and agricultural research, this is one of the ways we could really innovate in the future. Genetic techniques could be used to increase yields, either by genetic modification to produce pest-resistant or salt-tolerant varieties of wheat or corn, or by marker-assisted selection, which is a way of making the old-fashioned method of plant crossing to produce new varieties with the characteristics you want. It makes it much more efficient. But producing these new varieties will not be the whole story. François Ouillet from the National Institute of Agricultural Research.
I think if we consider the agricultural challenges that we face and we think to the different solutions that we may imagine, we need to consider the way we grow the crops. And by the way we grow the crops, of course, I think to nitrogen and the different fertilizers that we use. I think also to the pesticides that we have to reduce. we also have to think to the rotation of the crops. We will need to combine different approaches, different disciplines, different techniques.
So we need to adopt an integrated approach to increasing food production, and we need to change our eating habits and stop wasting so much food. Not exactly an easy fix, but if we can manage these things, then the conclusion of the book was that, yes, we will be able to feed the world. And if you want to read a summary of the report, you can visit our website, thenakedscientist.com/news, and follow the links.
Sarah, thank you very much.